Hello again. Ian Cossier here to bring you, wherever you may be listening, this week's selection of music from some of the world's finest bands. And the range really is worldwide. For besides bands from England and Wales, we shall be travelling farther afield to Sweden and the United States. And so far, this project, which I call Brass Band World, has involved 50 different bands in 15 countries. And yes, there are still countries which have brass bands which I haven't yet reached. But enough of the introduction, let's get on with the music, starting with a band which has a family connection, the Longridge Band near Preston in Lancashire, who get us off to a brisk start with William German's march, The President.
Thank you.
The Longridge Band, where my son Finlow had a happy year during an industrial placement in Preston. Actually, Longridge is one of Britain's older bands, tracing its origins back to the 1840s. Finlow told me about a marching event that the band took part in, where they started out at the beginning of the march book and just kept going, by which time they were quite a long way from home. But on with the show, and tonight's next choice takes us to Gothenburg in Sweden. The band was short-lived. Formed by Professor Bengt Eklund in 1982, it reached the highest standards in its short life, but when Eklund died in 2007, the band decided not to continue. Here they are, recorded in 2001, with Frank Wright's arrangement of Verdi's The Force of Destiny. Thank you. Gothenburg band of Sweden. Short-lived, unfortunately, but fine musicians nevertheless. Next, we're off across the Atlantic to the Fountain City band of Kansas, a band with a barely credible record of success. Founded in recently as 2002, by 2008 they'd chalked up a hat-trick of wins in both the North American Championships and the US Open. In 2009, the band was invited to take part in that year's Brass in Concert Championships. Not only that, but during that visit, they took part in, and won, the Scottish Open. Here they are now with tonight's first solo, Kenneth Downey's The Piper of Dundee. Thank you. Fountain City Band from all the way from the United States. And just to make them really feel welcome on Time for Brass, here they are again with excerpts from Tchaikovsky's Symphony No. 2, the Little Russian Symphony. Tunefully attractive, I think you'll agree.
Thank you.
Wow. Time, I think, now to introduce our second British band of the evening, a band that when I was based in England, and occasionally after that, I made every effort to hear. They really were worth it. Formed as recently as 1936 as the Yorkshire Copperworks Band and later Yorkshire Imperial Metals, which inevitably meant that they were referred to always as Yorkshire Imps, and they were always audience pleasers. And if you can't help it, raise a smile as they give the treatment to the rondo from Mozart's Horn Concerto, before the Gothenburg Band return with a cornet solo from the Salvation Army repertoire. Joy Webb's Share My Yoke.
Thank you.
in my opinion, one of the most compelling statements of faith to come out of the Salvation Army's musical witness. But now for a complete contrast. When Ian Fleming first created his hero, James Bond, it's doubtful whether he imagined the heights of popularity that his hero was going to achieve. Here's a reminder. Some of the earlier films, The Yorkshire Imps Bring Us, Gough Richards' James Bond Collection.
Thank you.
James Bond. And as variety has always been the lifeblood of Time for Brass, now Longridge bring us a flugel solo, based on a film which tells the story of an English girl on holiday in Greece who meets a young Greek. Neither can speak the other's language, but attraction grows until the time comes when her holiday is over and she has to return home with her parents. Bittersweet emotion reflected in Rodney Newton's Dimitri. The soloist is Longridge's Carol Blakelock, and we follow that with film music of a quite different stripe, an arrangement by Steve Sykes of The Parade of the Charioteers from the film Ben-Hur.
We'll be right back.
Dramatic stuff, the Parade of the Charioteers. Well, I've left it almost to the end to introduce our fifth band of the evening, and for that we go to Wales, and another of the colliery bands that outlived its colliery itself, the Newbridge Killinan Brass Band, who draws towards a conclusion with Philip Wilby's arrangement of The Day Thou Gavest, and then the same band lends a sprightly note to end on with La Danza. Good night.